Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will take you step by step through mixing up a cocktail and then tackle a problem from one of our listeners.
So each week we are going to try to theme our drink based on the problem we're going to talk about. And we do stress try because sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good. And that's what this week was. It sounded good to me. So we're going
to
do it.
To you.
Yeah. If you've been here before, welcome back.
And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're glad you're here.
My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea, and this week we are mixing up a pickleback cocktail.
Okay, so the pickleback.
All the things I like.
Right, I know. This is payback for all of those fruity.
You like them.
Wimpy drink. I didn't mind some of them, but anyway, so the pickleback is typically a shot, and it's a pretty simple, basically a shot of whiskey followed by a shot of pickle brine or pickle juice. This week we're actually going to try the pickleback cocktail. So I got this recipe
it's a recipe.
Yep. From the, what's it called? The urbanlife.com.
You made that too small. Where's your glasses?
Yeah, I can't see that from way back here. The urbanlife.com. And it's basically just 4 ounces of whiskey, and this does two drinks. Don't do this for one drink, because that's pretty strong.
Or
go ahead and do this for one drink. But it's 4 ounces of whiskey, and for the whiskey, we're using plain old Costco or Kirkland brand Canadian whiskey with 3 ounces of pickle juice, and we're using Bix Crunchums pickle juice, pickle brine.
Sure. Yeah. That's the one.
One and a half.
Right out of the jar.
Straight out of the jar. I don't know if you can just buy pickle juice, can you?
I don't know.
I would assume that you probably can if you can buy.
If you like this drink, we might have to try to find that.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to get enough pickle juice out of.
That's right. Without having 17 bottles of pickles in your fridge. 4 ounces of whiskey, 3 ounces of pickle juice, 1.5 ounces of fresh lime juice, and 1 ounce of simple syrup. That's the only ingredient that I'm not sure about with this drink. Pickle juice, simple syrup, and whiskey. Doesn't sound like it goes together at all. That's just
me. Yeah, like the pickle juice.
No, the whiskey and the pickle juice, I think, go together fine. I don't know about putting sugar in with
it. Have you ever had pickle juice and whiskey? You've had like Caesar's, which is vodka, but really?
No, I haven't. Have but this no, is why this I wanted to. Weird. This is why I picked this one. So, Anyway, and then a pickle spear and fresh dill to garnish.
I have no fresh dill.
We don't have fresh dill, but we do have pickles, so we're going to use pickles.
But I didn't
spear them?
Like, chop it to spear it with
like. That doesn't matter. Just drop a whole gherkin in there.
Pickle in your drink.
That's okay. No different than a Caesar.
Sure.
Is it gherkin or jerkin?
I think it's gherkin.
Probably gherkin, eh?
Jerkin.
Well, it's a G.
Sure.
It's G-H, right?
It's gherkin. I say gherkin.
But gherkin. That sounds good.
Gherkin, if you want.
So I couldn't find much of a history on the pickleback cocktail, but while Andrea starts mixing this up, I did look at the pickleback shot.
We need a picture of me trying to pour with this Costco-sized
I know, whiskey. It's like one-third your height.
You're going to have to pour while I hold them.
Oh, okay. I'll pour.
Okay.
Come with me, people. How many? 4 ounces?
Yeah, that's a lot. You're going to be drinking all of this, I think.
That's okay.
Okay, one.
Yep.
Two. Three.
This is a heavy bottle. Holy.
George. Okay. 4 ounces.
4 ounces of whiskey.
Now I have my 3 ounces of pickle juice already measured out. And 1.5 of lime juice.
George doesn't care for pickle juice and whiskey either, apparently. For those of you who have never met George, that was George. Welcome, George, to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So the pickleback shot actually hasn't been around that long. I thought it's been around for quite some time. But it was invented in 2006.
Oh.
Yep. By a bartender named Reggie Cunningham. He's probably the younger brother of Richie Cunningham from Happy Days. and it was invented because he went to work one day. He was a bartender, went to work one day hungover and sat behind the bar and ate pickles. And some lady came in and said, hey, let's do this. And they did a shot of Old Crow whiskey followed by a shot of McClure's pickle juice. And there you have
That's not mixing them together.
No, that's why that's called a shot and this is called a cocktail, right? Because this is mixed and that was...
Oh, I need a stirring implement.
Oh, hang on.
That'll work.
You said implement.
The right terminology?
That is the right terminology. Yeah. That's why I was surprised. I said, you used the right terminology. Implement.
Thanks.
No problem. Give credit where credit is due.
Oh, we forgot something.
The simple syrup?
There's no ice in the freezer.
Don't need ice.
Yeah, we do in the glasses.
Oh. You know what? We do have ice.
Did you... Oh, that'll work. Okay, perfect.
We have my big old-fashioned balls. And for those of you who would like a picture of my big old-fashioned balls, we'll put it in the...
yes, we will. There'll be a picture. I'm going to get those right now.
Where's my phone? So, it does say pour into cocktail glasses filled with ice, but because I do enjoy my whiskey and bourbon, I keep the large Death Star-shaped balls of ice in the freezer. So I'm going to drop a couple of those into the glasses if I can get them out of the... There we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, that one broke. Okay.
One ball.
That's right. There will be a picture of my one fantastic frozen ball.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to pour this in now that we've mixed it up. And you don't shake this. It's just mixed up in a mixing glass is what it said in the recipe. But
that's a lot.
That's okay. I have a feeling it's going to be pretty fantastic. So
sure.
Yeah, I know you don't think so, but I do.
Holy, it fills the... Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does fill the glass.
Holy.
Okay. Well, it's 7, 8, 9.5 ounces of liquid, so...
It is.
Yeah, it does fill the glass. And don't forget, we can
drop a pickle
in there for garnish. Some gherkins. Or gherkins. That didn't stand up very well.
Don't put another one in there.
No, okay. Well.
That's a lot of pickles.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you like this, we'd like to hear from you that you liked it.
It's not a very interesting color.
If you don't like it, we'd like to hear from you too. So I'm going to let Andrea try hers first. She'll be the guinea pig.
Oh.
Oh, see, that smells so good to me. Go ahead, try it. Oh, wait.
It's like I'm drinking a dill pickle.
If you pass out, I'm not taking mine. And we'll cut the podcast short right here. Oh,
Well, see? That's different.
Okay.
I don't hate it.
Oh, yeah, new favorite drink right there. That is delicious.
Wow. It's not something I'd sit there and go, yeah, I want a dill pickle drink ever, but it's drinkable.
That is so good, actually. I really like that. It's not, you know what? I was bitching about the fact that they're using simple syrup. It's a simple syrup that cuts it down to meet us.
It makes it.
Yep.
If there was no simple, that would be awful without the simple syrup.
I agree. Nope, yeah. That's actually extremely tasty.
It kind of is.
Yep, and it's whiskey.
I taste no whiskey
like.
At all.
And it's pickles.
Pickle just covers everything.
Yep. But it's good. Like
it
I said,
it is good. It's a sweet pickle flavor.
Yeah, the simple syrup kind of cuts it back so it's not so sharp.
Yep.
So, interesting. Mm. Yep. I'm going to keep this recipe
handy. Not
sure
how I'd feel about that one in the morning, but...
Well, pickle juice has been known to be taken for lots of different ailments and things like that, so maybe it's good for a hangover, too. You think?
No.
Well, we'll see. You don't work tomorrow, but I do, so...
Yeah, but I have to go to the dentist at 9 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. He's going to wonder what you were drinking last night. Yeah. Why do you reek of pickle? Sorry, Doc.
No, that's all right. I don't hate it. I thought it was going to be disgusting. It's okay.
Yep.
If you like pickles.
And whiskey.
You can't even taste the whiskey. If you like pickles, really you'll like this drink.
All right. Well, that's the pickleback cocktail from theurbanlife.com. Check it out. It's very, very tasty. I would definitely go out of my way to make another one of those for sure.
It wasn't very hard, but you do have to find some pickle juice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to clean up a few things, spin the board around, and talk about Chloe and Adriana.
Adriana, yes.
Who have some boyfriend issues this week. Yes. So,
interesting.
Very interesting. We will be back shortly. Okay, we are back enjoying these pickleback cocktails from the urbanlife.com.
Urbanlife.com.
But I should have mentioned it earlier. Urban is spelt with an E, not with an A. U-R-B-E-N, like urbanlife.com. So we're going to have our cocktails and we're going to talk about Chloe, who sent in an issue here about her boyfriend. Do you want to start this one or do you want me to?
I can start this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so Chloe starts off by saying, before I start, I want to say my boyfriend is lovely, giving, and caring. But he can be an absolute slob. And it has been picked up on by his adoptive mom, too. So he's good at keeping the community rooms tidy, so the house is okay. But when it comes to his own room, it really makes me question whether his own personal house would look like the state his room is in. He leaves mountains of clothes to build up and up and up until his adoptive mom asks if he's got any washing. Any ironed clothes are left on his chair and not put into his wardrobe, allowing them to get creased. He leaves it for a long, and that is in capital letters, time, till he finally changes his bedding, even if the clean bedding has been washed, ironed, and put in his room ready. He still doesn't change it. Sometimes he waits to change it over before I come around, but then, like yesterday, he left it that long that I ended up just doing it.
He has mountains of shoes and empty shoe boxes just shoved in the corner of his room, and finally, what tips me over the edge, he could clean his room, wipe down dirty surfaces, and vacuum the carpet, probably once a month, if that. I could tell him something needs doing, like he needs to clean his room, and he gets on me. Chloe. And he gets on at me for going on at him about it and gives me the silent treatment. Yet, is this how he's going to be when we get a house together?
So we tend to argue more than we did at the start of our so far 3+ year relationship, which I put down to us being out of the honeymoon phase. But he's starting to show what he is really like, even though he buys me things. What he isn't doing is winning me over with his habits. He would much rather stay indoors and play on his PS5 than go out together. He would rather spend his money than save up for driving lessons, which he said he would do, but then decides to buy things like a PS5 or computer parts. And he's had his car stuck on his biological mom's driveway for a few years.
It's all the little things like that. And even when I try to calmly remind him, he says that I'm getting on him about it. So I'm at a loss. I have to admit, because of all of this is getting to me, and because old sparks from back in the day have popped up to me and told me they regret not going on dates with me, etc., etc., I've been loving this new attention. Obviously, I haven't entertained them, but part of me wishes I could have done, and part of me is questioning it all. What do you think? Well, it's... First of all,
I think you're going to end up being adoptive mom, and if you want to be ironing sheets and putting away other people's clothes and nagging 24/7, then stay with this guy and get a house with him.
Was there a method to your madness choosing this problem to talk about today? Because no. I have laundry issues too, and I'm not going to deny it, but I think I do okay with most everything.
I'd be even more angry if I ironed something it sat somewhere and got re-wrinkled because you didn't put it away for 3 weeks. So,
for sure.
But I don't iron, so.
I don't know how you made it 3+ years, quite frankly.
Well, they don't live together, so that's how.
That's true. Yep, that's very true.
It doesn't matter. This kind of stuff doesn't come up until you live together. So she's noticing it early on, which is probably a good thing.
Yep, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I think, you know what? If these old sparks, as you put it, have popped up and told you that they regret not going out on dates with you, I think it's time to let your slobbish boyfriend go his way and you go your way. And this guy, obviously, if you've been together for 3+ years, he's not a kid. He should know that, you know, there's more work to do than just the common areas of the house. Especially if he's having someone come over to his bedroom or what have you. And it surprises me that if you've been together 3+ years that he still lives with his parents or his adoptive mom.
Well, I mean, at all these days, people don't move out very early on without another person to move out with because nobody can afford it. So, mean, I don't blame him for that, but if he's just sitting around on, I mean, I'm assuming he works if he can afford, if he has money to spend on these things. I'm assuming he does have a job. But, I mean, the other thing is, too, is if all he does is play on PS5 and whatever, is that your interests or are you completely different in what you'd want to do together?
I don't think that's Chloe's interest at all by the sounds of it. So
there's that, too.
I have 4 words for you, Chloe. Fuck it. Leave them.
I'd go with that. It sounds like you're probably still fairly young. I don't know. Maybe someday he'll start to learn if his adoptive mom stops washing his clothes for him and doing stuff for him. Maybe he'll figure out how to do it for himself. Or maybe he'll just lay in his own filth for.
And if you feel like this is something, if you feel like this is a relationship that you want to work at or you don't want to throw away just yet, give him an ultimatum and just say, hey, look, these are the issues that I see. If this stuff isn't taken care of, we will never, ever live together. I am not the type of person who is going to date for the rest of my life and have you live at your mom's and me at my house. So fix it or we're done. Plain and simple.
Yeah, it sounds like he probably needs to. And for some people, I will say, like, when they're still living with their parents, if their parents have enabled this, you know, if they're people who are just doing it all for them, then sometimes when they move out and they realize I have to do it, they do step up and do it.
That's true.
It does happen.
Like
you know,
me. Yeah. That's the way I was when I moved out.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, actually, it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So, not me. I've done my laundry since I was like 12.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just because I don't shrink my clothes. So.
You mean your clothes could get smaller than they already are? You shop in the toddler section. I don't know how they could get any smaller.
Well, you don't want that shirt to get any smaller.
When you could buy from Wish.
No, I can't. Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I don't know that I would.
I don't know that I'd wait around to find out.
I don't know that I would. It would be, you'd have to really, really love the guy to take the chance of moving in. I mean, suppose if you're just renting a house with somebody, it's not a big deal if you have to get out because the guy can't step up and you end up becoming maid. But
what you need to do, Chloe, is mix up a pickleback cocktail and sit down and have a frank, stern, no holds barred conversation.
Yeah.
And just let him know that if he wants it to progress any further than it has already, and if he wants the 3+ years to continue on, he's got to make some changes and see how he responds, first of all. If he's receptive and understanding, and then maybe give him a deadline. Say, I need to see this change in this amount of time.
Well, and put it, I don't know, it sounds like he gets defensive when you get on at him about his room, which it depends how you approach him about it. If you're like, clean up this freaking pigsty. He's probably going to get defensive. So, I mean, it depends on what kind of, if you want to have a adult conversation about this, then sit down and just say, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm worried about. And if this continues, then we just can't stay together.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, that's pretty straightforward. Let us know how it goes. Send us an email and tell us if you're, if you have that conversation and how it ended up. Mm-hmm. And, in the meantime, we're going to move on to Adriana's email. And, Adriana emailed and said, me and my boyfriend have been, okay, first of all, Adriana,
my boyfriend and I.
Jesus. That's going to be our spin-off podcast.
Grammar.
Grammar 101. My boyfriend and I have been together for 9 years this March. We have three kids together and live a wonderful life together. We have had past incidents where he's cheated, but we've grown and moved past it. And a wonderful life together. Yeah. I love him and I want to get married. It's a dream of mine. My boyfriend says no. And if I ever drop a hint during these 9 years and told me that just the other day that he felt I was pressuring him into something he doesn't want. I love him to death and we have our issues, but I'm basically his maid, his caregiver, the take care of the kids. I fill out his job applications, do his taxes, clean up after him and everything. I feel like I've not done anything to discourage someone from wanting to marry me. I feel like this might put a small rift in our relationship. Really? What advice can you give me?
Oh, Adriana. Oh, my God.
So let me get this straight. Boyfriend.
I don't see anything wonderful about this life.
Has a partner who will take on the role of maid, caregiver, take care of the kids, fill out your job applications, which leads me to believe that you're unemployed. You'll do his taxes, clean up after him and everything else, and he doesn't want to get married.
He doesn't see a need.
Well,
you're a doormat and he is just totally taking advantage of you and doing whatever he wants.
Yep. How do those scuff marks feel on your forehead? Because he's just kicking his boots off on your face. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're still there. I understand it's been 9 years and you have three kids, but there are lots of people out there that will treat you like a queen, kids and all, if you could just see your way clear to get out from underneath this loser. Because that, to me, is what he is.
There's something wrong in your mind if you think this is a wonderful life.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, I don't know that this is necessarily all on him. Adriana's got to take some
there's something wrong that you think this is wonderful. You either think you can't do any better, you're afraid to be alone. Yep. And with three kids, that's terrifying.
Fair. Yep, absolutely.
Totally is. And so you're trying to justify and you're trying to tell yourself that this is wonderful and this is all what you want and this is exactly how you want your life to be. And so you're telling yourself that in order to keep yourself as happy as possible in this nightmare.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure where your head is in this, Adriana, but I mean, could this stem from her past relationships and the way she's been treated and now she's got someone maybe?
It could stem from her parents. It could stem from the type of relationship they had. I mean, often people who have, if you had come from a family where the wife literally does everything.
Yep.
And, you know, husband comes in, throws his pants on the floor and sits down and that's it.
Yep.
And maybe works, maybe, you know, works here and there. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's what she learned or she has some kind of self-esteem issues or some kind of problems where you are trying to hold on to this person and you shouldn't be.
Well, and that's, I mean, I grew up in a household where my mom did everything for my dad, but he worked 18 hours a day plus volunteered with the fire department and the search and rescue in our area. So sometimes he wasn't home at all for 24 hours at a time.
Yeah.
And when he came home, he walked in, kicked off his boots, dropped his pants, sat in the chair and she made him a sandwich, turned on the TV and that was it. Like,
but those were probably the days, and I don't know what's here, but those are probably the days when your mom's job was at home.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not going to work 8 hours a day and then coming home and doing the second job.
And she doesn't say that she goes to work every day.
It right doesn't now say that. I have no idea if you also work on top of all of this.
And but the fact that she says she fills out his job applications would lead me to believe that somebody's
got to be. Is this a common thing that you're constantly having to fill out job applications for?
And somebody's got to be bringing home the bacon. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's her. Mm-hmm. And she's doing all of this on top of that. Yeah. You know what, Adriana? Fuck it, leave them.
Yeah, that I agree. Fuck it, leave them.
Take you gotta the get kids out of this one. And
I'm pretty sure with this, whatever's going on here, he sounds like a bit of a not so great person. So
yeah,
go get full custody and some child support.
Yeah,
and maybe hopefully he has a job.
Well, hopefully, yeah. It doesn't look
maybe
promising.
Maybe you'll get money, maybe you won't. I don't know.
based on what you've told us in your email, I don't know that.
Make the government make him go get a job.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly. Help you out.
Because I don't think he's going to do that just for you. I don't think he has any respect for you. I don't think he really has any love for you. I think you're probably a convenience for him. Sorry to say. But you're just doing everything. You have his kids, and he doesn't want to get married to you because he doesn't think you're worth it.
And if you've got it in your head that he's the best you're ever going to do, you need to get over that.
Yeah,
I don't care what your reasoning or what your rationale is behind it. There's always somebody out there who is better than what you've got in your email here. So
I don't know what this wonderful life you speak of is. I'm not with basically saying you're filling out job applications. I'm assuming you're not living in some beautiful home with, you know,
a mansion on the hill.
You know, I'm assuming that that's not the wonderful life you're talking about. So I'm not really sure what this wonderful life is, but I see nothing wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. So, okay. Well, that was Adriana and Chloe for this week. And our story where our episode came out a day. Well, it's probably going to be 2 days late.
Because it'll be Tuesday.
This will come out on Tuesday morning. The weekend kind of got away from us, and I had a pounding headache most of the weekend, and we had hockey, and we had dog stuff, and it was just one of those weekends. So, but we'll get this one out there for you. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Check us out on the TikTok.
And I have to put something on the TikTok.
You haven't done any of the TikToking.
Every time I open TikTok, I cringe. So
I know.
I really try not to even open it.
But we'll
TikTok. But cringeworthy.
we'll get it out there for you for Tuesday morning. And if you want to send us an email with your concerns or issues, it's tellyouforfree@gmail.com, and we have the option or the ability to put listener questions or polls in our Spotify links for the podcast. So after the last podcast, I put up a question because we were talking about fictional characters that you'd like to have drinks or coffee with. And we had two responses. One was mine and the other was Andrea's. So if you if you listen on Spotify,
and I said Kramer,
and I said Roger Sterling,
Cosmo. So, I would, it would be fun to sit down with Cosmo Kramer.
It would be, yep. For a 30 seconds or so.
We didn't get our moments cards.
Oh no!
I'll go get them.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be back in a minute with our moments. Okay, it's time for our moments. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, basically at the end of each podcast, what we do on Valentine's Day this year, Andrea bought a box of Our Moments Couples Edition cards. And there, you hear that? I'm wheezy.
I was just going to tell you. I've been hearing it the whole podcast. I need my Hofstetter kit. I'm a nurse, kit. So like there's a wheeze.
Yeah, I got a wheeze going on. So we've these Our Moments cards are basically just conversation starters or topics to open up a dialogue between two people. So we've each taken one card this week because between the drink and the two problems we talked about, the podcast is already probably really running a little long.
Everybody loves to listen to us blabber on.
No kidding. 45 minutes. So We're going to go through and we're each going to read one of our moments cards and talk about them. So why don't you go with yours first?
Okay. If you were headed out on a road trip right this minute, what would you pack?
The ingredients to make the pickleback cocktail. And obviously an inhaler.
Please pack your inhaler, yes. I don't want to have to stop at the emergency department on the way of our road trip.
Other than that, it would depend. Like, this is very vague, heading out on a road trip to where. I know when I go on my road trip for work, it's like 2 days worth of clothes. My sleepy headphones, my headband headphones.
Yeah, he needs his headband headphones. Although you only need that when you're with me so that I don't hear your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
with his sleepy time podcast.
My sleepy time podcasts. And I think that's about it. My laptop. And that's it. I can't think of anything else. Nothing overly exciting.
If I was going on a road trip,
three dogs, three kennels, some treats.
Well, my God, yeah. If we're taking the dogs, then that's a whole other fiasco on its own. Yes, lots of.
That's why we don't do many road
trips.
Lots
of treats and lots of places for dogs to sleep and lots of places, things for dogs to eat and lots of things for dogs to do. Mm-hmm. But
I'm not even packing my kids and you got to bring
my
three dogs.
I would need. Well, we can't fit all of them, so we have to choose the kids or the dogs.
That's true. Or we take two separate vehicles. Yes.
Okay, I'd have to have the road trip playlist. 100%. That's on my phone.
Good call.
So
good call.
Always have a road trip playlist. That's my favorite part of a road trip. I would have to have my comfy clothes.
Yep.
I have to have my hair straightener. I have to have my makeup kit.
You can just use my makeup kit and hair straightener. No point in bringing two.
I have to have changes of clothing for whatever the weather might bring. So we are in Alberta, so I probably have a giant suitcase for two-night road trip, thinking, okay, if it's cold, I need this. If it's sort of warm, I need this. But then I need this jacket. But then I need a tank
shorts
up in case
and tank
it's warm.
Tops
but then I need pants in case it's cold. And then I need sandals underwear. And I need shoes. And then I need long. Yeah, yeah.
So
it probably ends up being a giant suitcase of stuff. And I probably end up wearing the one outfit out of it for 3 days straight.
I think when they ask this question, they're probably not looking for clothing. They're probably thinking, is there anything snacks? That's what I would
I don't do snacks.
I do. I like to grab the, and actually, you know what? The last time where was my last work trip? Medicine Hat?
Word trip?
Work trip.
They said word trip.
I could have. It's hard to say. Road trip. These pickleback cocktails are a little strong. I went to good old Dollarama and grabbed a couple of little bags of their trail mix and cashews and things like that, and they're very good and they're cheap, so I would pack some of that kind of stuff. And I always take my branch chains to put in my water so that
I have to have all my water. Yeah, lots of water.
And that's about it. As long as I have my phone, I have my audiobooks, and I have my sleepy podcasts for my restless nights, and I'm good to go. So that's it. If there's anything we're missing,
exciting.
Let us know. Yeah. Not very exciting. Not very exciting at all. Okay. So my Our Moments card says, what's the craziest thing we've ever done together?
Oh, I don't know. We've been together in COVID times, so.
Yeah.
It would have to be, for me, the craziest thing I've ever done is this podcast.
Starting a podcast.
I would do this podcast, so.
Yeah. I didn't think
But I don't really do crazy things, so.
Oh, you're a wild one.
I'm so wild.
You're such a wild one. I think I would say it's probably the podcast. Because I didn't expect you to ever get into anything like this. I've been doing this for a while. So, and I enjoy it. I didn't know that you would have any interest in doing it at all when I threw it out there to see if.
See, I had a huge interest. I just didn't know if I could or if it would, like, I have to sit here and listen to myself in headphones. So that is, yeah, there's some feedback.
Getting a little buzz, hey?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Not the good buzz either.
I have a buzz there too, but yeah, I don't know what that's going on. Hmm. Are we too close?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
I don't know. But anyway.
So yeah, I would say
that. It surprised me that I was okay with hearing myself. And I actually listened to the podcast. Don't mind listening to myself.
That explains it. We have one listener.
The listener. I totally am. Because I like our podcast.
I do. And I meant to tell you, and while we've got the, while we're on here, I just want to send a shout out to all of our listeners in India, the Netherlands, and South Africa.
Cool.
Because we've picked up listeners in those areas. And yeah. Thanks.
The South African accent is my favorite, so
yep.
Feel free to call in and leave us your problem in your South African accent.
And you can go to anchor.fm /sips and tips and leave us a voice message that we can throw right into the podcast. And like I said before, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, the TikTok, or send us an email at tellyou4free@gmail.com. That's tellyou4free@gmail.com so we can get your problems and concerns and questions into the podcast as well. And I think that's about it. Anything else for you? No?
Nope.
Trying to figure out what that buzz is. It's driving me nuts.
It's like
electrical interference.
Is it when you're too close?
Could be. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. You just sit there and look pretty. All right, folks.
I like it.
If everything goes all right, we will be back next Sunday with another episode. And in the meantime, have a good week. We'll talk to you soon. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.